We just wrapped up the session, as most of you know. I think it's really appropriate that this year's conference is on August 31st and September 1st. For those of us who are in state government or associated with state government, today is essentially New Year's Eve. Tomorrow begins another fiscal year and also another biennium. If you are working in an agency that has a big accounting staff or a budgeting staff, please be very nice to those people, because I can tell you they are going to be working very hard today to get things wrapped up before New Year's Day tomorrow. So when we see each other tomorrow, we can greet each other with Happy New Year. We're going to be discussing a lot of these bills at a pretty high level, just for the sake of time. There were some themes that we saw in the session, as we do every year. We also end up hearing about things that happened during the interim. For example, we had the discovery of Ebola in the Dallas area, the West explosion, which although it occurred during the last legislative session, was towards the end of the session. There have been contracting issues. Infrastructure issues have also been a topic during the session. So let's just look at the numbers to start with. There were over 8,000 House bills that were filed. How that breaks down is there were about 4,200 true bills, 122 concurrent resolutions, 133 joint resolutions, and over 3,600 House resolutions, and those are primarily ceremonial. In the Senate, the 3,262 breaks down to about a little over 2,000 bills, 67 joint resolutions, 52 concurrent resolutions, and a little over 1,000 Senate resolutions.